Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to Let That Stuff Go. We're all about those 5-minute affirmations to help you release stress, unlock your potential, and just generally feel awesome every single day. Today, we're diving into something super powerful, the art of forgiveness. I know, it can sound a little touchy-feely, but trust me on this one, holding onto grudges is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It doesn't work that way, folks. Forgiveness isn't about condoning someone's actions, it's about setting yourself free from the weight of anger and resentment. Here's the thing. Forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. When you forgive someone who has wronged you, you're choosing to break free from that cycle of pain and negativity. You're saying, I choose not to let this define me. And that, my friends, is pure empowerment. It doesn't mean forgetting what happened or pretending it didn't hurt. It means acknowledging the pain, allowing yourself to heal, and moving forward with grace and compassion. Think about it like this. Every time you hold on to anger or resentment, you're essentially carrying around a heavy backpack filled with rocks. Those rocks represent all that baggage, the hurt, the betrayal, the frustration. The more you hold on to them, the heavier that pack gets, making it harder and harder to move forward. Forgiveness is like taking those rocks out of your backpack and setting them down. It doesn't erase the weight they carried, but it frees you up to walk lighter and explore new paths. Now I get it, forgiveness isn't always easy. Sometimes it takes time, courage, and a whole lot of self-compassion. There will be days when it feels impossible, and that's okay. Just remember that the journey to forgiveness is personal. There's no right or wrong way to do it, and there's no set timeline. Be patient with yourself, practice self-care, and know that you are not alone on this path. You might be thinking, Laura, how can I forgive someone who has hurt me deeply? And you're right, those wounds can run deep. But here's the thing, forgiveness doesn't have to come from a place of condoning their actions or saying what they did was okay. It comes from a place of understanding that holding onto anger and resentment will only hurt you in the long run. Think about this. Imagine you're carrying around a piece of glass, sharp and jagged, every time you think about someone who has hurt you. Holding onto that glass keeps you vulnerable to cuts and pain every time you encounter that memory. Forgiveness is like taking that glass and letting it melt away, transforming it into something softer and more manageable. Okay, so maybe I'm getting a little cheesy here, but seriously, forgiveness can be transformative. Remember that person who always seemed to be dragging you down? You know, the one who constantly complained, criticized, or just brought negativity wherever they went. Ever noticed how those interactions left you feeling drained and depleted? It's like their energy was sucking yours dry. And guess what? Letting go of that grudge, forgiving them for being their messy selves, can actually release you from that emotional drain. It's not about condoning their behavior. It's about recognizing their limitations and choosing to protect your own well-being. So how do you put this into practice? Start by acknowledging the hurt. Don't minimize or ignore it. Allow yourself to feel the anger, the sadness, the betrayal. Then gently guide those feelings towards understanding. Maybe that person was hurting too, or maybe they were simply unaware of the impact their words and actions had on you. Remember, forgiveness isn't about forgetting. It's about choosing to let go of the pain and resentment so it doesn't define your present or your future. Think about how much lighter you'll feel when you release those heavy emotions. Imagine the energy you'll have to invest in things that truly matter, your dreams, your passions, your relationships with people who uplift and inspire you. This isn't just some fluffy concept, it's a powerful tool for healing, growth, and personal transformation. So take a deep breath, release those grudges, and step into the freedom that comes with forgiveness. You can choose to stay stuck in the past, or you can choose to move forward with grace, compassion, and open arms. The power is yours. And remember, I'm always here cheering you on. Until next time, keep shining bright. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing these words. After all, spreading the love of forgiveness is a powerful act in itself.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.